The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, hi, bonjour, konnichiwa, 안녕하세요. Welcome back to a new episode of How You At You. Woo, yeah! It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And I'm Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love talking to you guys about the hottest K-topics, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you'd like to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, or you can follow us on socials at HowYouAtYou. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment is Hot Topics. So this is our segment where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of any of the hot topics, K-news, stories, tea, just anything that she thinks we need to know about. It's BBC Korea, okay? BBC Shanice. Okay, so Shanice, what do you have for us? Spill the tea.
First and foremost, I'd like to announce the static is back. Yes!
Oh my God!
People have been crying. No one's been crying. No one cares. But yes, the static will be up on my Instagram, which is at kpopbox_. This week, I'm just going through some of my highlights of the MAMA Awards that happened this past weekend. So if you're interested, check that out. But moving on to the news stories, other things that have been happening last week. So first, let's talk about BTS, because we love some BTS up in her. Okay. So on the 29th of November, Billboard officially announced that BTS's new album B has debuted at number one on its top 100 albums chart. Woo! Yes! BTS is now the first group to land two different albums at number one on the Billboard 200 in 2020, and only the second artist overall, following the American rapper YoungBoy, Never Broke Again. Also, BTS makes more history with Life Goes On, enters the Billboard Hot 100 chart, of course, at number one. So, aww. BTS out here. They're out here. This also kind of involves BTS because it will make sense in a second. So, South Korea officially passes the law allowing K-pop stars to defer military service to the age of 30. So on the 1st of December, the South Korean government allows male K-pop stars who have received government medals for their global or domestic or domestic culture contributions to defer their enlistment until the age of 30. Of course, BTS qualify for this as they have been awarded back in 2018 with a medal for cultural influence. Previously, the law was basically all able-bodied males were required to serve just under 2 years of service, so that's about 20 months, with the cutoff age being 28 years old. However, this law about deferring service till 30 has been in place for athletes that have won medals in like the Asian Games or the Olympics. So this is just new for basically K-pop stars, if that makes sense. So this new law will acknowledge artists that have helped elevate South Korea's reputation around the world. And of course, BTS have done that. And last but not least, just a little small thing I wanted to throw in. Your husband, Kai.
Oh, yes.
His solo debut surpassed 4 million views within 7 hours and 44 minutes, which set a new record as the most viewed SM soloist debut MV within 24 hours.
Oh, wow. I'm not surprised. It was quite the experience.
Yes, it was. It was quite the experience. Actually, I've got one last thing just to chuck in there, because why not? Did you see those pictures of NCT's Henry with the Rasta wig?
Yes, unfortunately, I did. So many questions. So many issues here. to break down.
And
I heard apparently the only reason he took the pictures down was because Chinese fans thought it was ugly.
Oh really? I didn't know that. Many people saying he might not know that it was cultural appropriation. I don't know how long this is going to be an excuse for idols, because as of now, neither SM nor Hendry has responded to the matter. And as you said, the pictures were taken down. So if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, basically, I think there's about 3 pictures of Hendry posing with fake dreads. Of course, that didn't go down well.
There are so many things to do in life. Like, you go for a walk, you could take a picture of a dog, flowers. Like, wow. Where'd you even find that?
I think, I don't know if I read this correctly, but I read somewhere that the reason why he put it on was because his head was cold or something. But there's hats for that. I don't know how true that is. But yeah, hot topics, guys. That's the end of that. I'm not talking about this anymore. I can't be asked. Yeah. But anyway, if there are any stories you want us to address next week, make sure you follow us on socials at HowYouAtYou. Can drop us a DM or use the hashtag HowYouAtYou. Okay, so the next segment is Say What? Where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, stories. You can send all of those things to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on social media as well. Shay, take it away.
Yes, so we have you guys' unpopular opinions here in front of us. And some of you are so very opinionated. So get comfortable, sit back. voice your opinions as well. Okay, if you're listening on your phone, shout back at your phone of your opinion. But our very first unpopular opinion for today is all of NCT's songs sound the same.
I disagree. Same.
I strongly disagree.
They really don't sound the same.
They do everything.
They really don't. Sometimes they do too much. Sometimes I understand when there's certain people that say NCT sometimes makes noise music, and sometimes I get it sometimes. Punch, that song Punch, could be very confusing. But I've realized, just randomly, I was listening to the instrumental by itself. If you listen to the instrumental by itself, then listen to the acapella, then listen to it together, it actually makes sense. When you first listen to that song, I can understand the confusion, because it's not structured a way a song should be structured. And then the sounds that they use, it's very confusing. So I get that. But their songs definitely do not sound the same.
Like, they're out here giving you ballad, giving you rock, giving you R&B, like... They do everything, for real. Even if they might not be your cup of tea, I can't possibly try and say all their songs sound the same, because...
Listen, because 7 Cents does not sound like chewing gum, which doesn't sound like Kick It. So...
Oh my God, I feel like... I don't know if it was on, because I got this off my TikTok. And I think under this, someone was like, so you're trying to tell me that Love Talk sounds like chewing gum?
Remember, there's like 23 members and 60 million subunits. So, it's very hard for... them all to sound the same.
So moving on, our next, we're feeling very SMical today. Can we make that word, like
SMical? Okay, a new word of the week, SMical.
Okay. So our next unpopular opinion, someone said EXO is underrated, but not, if you get what I mean. And I feel like I agree with this for some reason.
Okay, do you want to break this down for me?
I don't, like, they're not underrated, like, they're super famous, they've, like, done concerts all over the world. When members from the group do their solo promotions and solo things, they do really well. But I feel like a lot of new K-pop fans don't know about EXO, so I don't know if that counts as being underrated, but not as many people know about them, especially the newer fans.
Do you think so? Maybe I'm in my own little bubble.
Because there have been so many times where I'm talking to... because I've, like, gone to, like, K-pop events here and, like, done, like, K stuff. And some new fans are like, oh, who's EXO? Or who's that?
Oh.
And I'm like, what?
Where are they? You know what? Let me not ask that question. I don't want to be tracked.
Like, give me their coordinates.
I guess that's going to happen because technically they're an older generation of group. So, and there's, like, 50 million new ones pumped out every day, so
I guess in my head, like, when you
doesn't make K-pop, sense to me
there might be like that one group that maybe gets you into K-pop, and I feel like after you pass that threshold, there's just like the K-pop starter pack where you know, like, all of, like, the big ones and the main ones.
But I don't know, I feel like the new generation of fans, once they like a group, they stick to that group. And it's the, I feel like they would only look into that group if a member collaborates with said member of that group, or they have some sort of interaction. Then they will go in, or if members like produced a track for a member, then they may go down that rabbit hole, or they find out, oh, Billy is friends with Bob.
Fair enough, yeah.
Who's Bob? True. But other than that, I don't think it's the culture for them to go out their way to, they don't care.
True.
That's what I've witnessed. I could be wrong, but it's okay. Yeah. I know I'm not.
I agree. Our next on Pop's opinion is, the treatment of idols at Mama this year was crazy. Like, how are you making them stand in the cold for hours?
Okay, let's break this down. Okay, so for those that are confused, the Mama Awards are like the Mnet Asian Music Awards that happened this past weekend. And because of the pandemic, obviously they can't be sitting in dressing rooms or whatever. Mm. So if they were going to win awards, I think what was said is that they were sitting in a car park, or they were in a car park. Mm-hmm. We don't know how long they were there. I doubt they were standing, because they would have to arrive in cars. So they probably were sitting in a warm car. So I don't think it's that bad. I don't know. I feel like this is a stretch. This is a reach.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's maybe as extreme as some people think it was. Like, they did have to, like, sit in the car park. I don't know where. This feels like some sort of, like, acid trip or, like, a fake memory. But I saw clips of, like, idols, makeup artists, like, doing their makeup, like, near their cars. And, like, some of them jogging to, like, I guess keep their blood flowing to when they needed to perform.
I don't know. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I don't remember. I need to try and find it. But,
to be honest, your idols have probably gone through worse. I'm not saying that's a good thing. This is probably luxury for some of them.
Try idols from small companies, okay? So.
Yeah. They'll be all right.
They'll live.
I mean, NCT went to McDonald's afterwards. They're fine.
You know what's so fun? Like, imagine, like, you're just working at McDonald's. It's like, what, 11 o'clock? You're getting ready to clock out. And then, like, 23 men walking. All right, so our next unpopular opinion is, I feel like people should make their minds up on if only Koreans can do K-pop, or if every ethnicity and race can, because some people say only East Asians can do K-pop, but K-pop is Korean pop and not East Asian pop. So that means they are implying that some Asians look or are the same as each other. And then they went on to also make the point, like Blackpink, all the members are Korean except for Lisa, but people don't have a problem with her, but people have a problem with Fatu from Black Swan, because they think that non-Koreans shouldn't be in K-pop, but I think it's because she doesn't fit the quote-unquote Asian beauty standard and what they think an idol should look like. But one of the other members in that same group is Japanese-Brazilian, and people don't really have an issue with her. If people only said that Koreans should do K-pop, I wouldn't have an issue with that. But when there are already so many non-Koreans in K-pop that people are fine with, as long as they have the K-pop aesthetic. So I guess to summarize, this person saying that they sort of want people to make their minds up on whether they're okay with foreigners being in K-pop, or if they just want it to strictly be Koreans, because sometimes it contradicts when they say, oh, like, no non-Korean should be in K-pop, but there are a ton of, like, Thai idols or, like, Japanese idols and that sort of thing. And then bringing up the point of Fatu, who's from a girl group, Black Swan, and there's, like, two non-Korean members in that group, but she's getting, like, most of the backlash, I guess.
Okay, so I feel like it's not even up to people to pick up their mind. It's down to the big wigs in Korea. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this, actually. I get both sides, I guess. I feel like some people feel like K-pop should be not even just Korean, like just East Asian, I guess, because they are very overlooked within Western pop.
Mm-hmm.
So they have their own bracket, I guess. Not saying they have to stick to that bracket and that, you know, East Asians can't do pop music. That's not what I'm saying. But I feel like it gives them a platform to shine, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas if I'm white or if I'm black, I still have, I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
I get what you mean, though. That's what people
will think.
Because I think we've sort of discussed bits of this before, because Fatu's situation is quite unique in that she was scouted and asked to join the group.
Yeah.
Whereas I think it's kind of wrong for foreigners to actively like try to audition and try to get into, when I say foreigners, I mean like non-East Asians or non-Asians, I guess, to try to get into groups that way. Because like you said, it's like their own thing and their own like part in the music industry to really be like appreciated and seen within their own rights. But it's a difficult one because everyone has their own like two cents on it. I guess like with a lot of K-pop groups, like if you are Asian passing or you fit the look, they won't really have a problem with you being in a group. But obviously,
but I just feel like that's with I just feel like with the music industry in general, if you don't fit a certain mold, then you can get lost or feel like you don't fit in. Of course, K-pop has a look. I don't know where I'm going with this. It's so hard to like break down, because then you can argue K-pop is called K-pop because it's pop music in Korean. It's very influenced by the West. Exactly. So
it's a difficult one.
But then if, I don't know, if they want K-pop to, I don't know, this is so hard. I don't know. To be honest, I personally don't feel any type of way, but I know people do in terms of, I don't want to see. But the thing is as well, I feel like there's more of an uproar for darker skin than it is whether they're white or not.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen that as well. And it's like you said, it is a weird thing to try to break down or make sense of, because one, K-pop and like the K-music industry in Korea was heavily like influenced by music from the Western world and black artists. And still to this day, there are so many black producers and writers and even singers that produce and create a lot of the famous songs that you like and your favorite tracks and stuff. But there is the other hand, like you said, where it's like nice for Asians to have like their own thing. And I don't know, the only way I'm making sense of it, I don't know if people like the K-pop aesthetic, quote unquote, whereas like say the Western world was to use that same model, because obviously there are things like photo cards that like the community sense, the way albums are done, which is very different to the Western world. So if people craving that, would they, I'm not agreeing with this, but do you think they would potentially oppose it if like, say, the Western world made a girl group, but with the K-pop guidebook, if that makes sense?
I feel like you're going to get noise either way, because people are just going to be people. But then you're talking about the photo cards thing and stuff. I do remember like early 2000s. I don't know if it was Beyonce's first album or if she was still in Destiny's Child at the time, but the Japanese version, they had photo cards.
Really?
And this was before, this was before like Korea did the whole photo card thing. So you could argue that, you know, it's hard. I feel like especially now, because of the internet, the world is so connected and all our cultures are kind of like merging into one.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree. I like the fact that one thing that drew me to K-pop and like sort of clawed me in was the culture aspect, because I liked how culture was also represented through the music and their TV shows and stuff, which is quite different to the Western world, because obviously there are so many cultures, so you don't really get a deep glimpse into one culture. But yeah, it's a difficult one. I don't know how I would feel if, I don't know, who's a girl group, Fifth Harmony, turned around and they had light sticks. I don't know.
It's a hard one. I feel like what K-pop needs to do is they need to embrace their biracial community. What happened to Lea Michele?
Yeah,
she had an amazing voice. I think they only like accept Yoon Mi-rae, but I feel like because she's, you can tell she's mixed, but she still kind of passes in a way. If she has certain hairstyles, you just think she's just tanned, or, you know, not that she, like, I know she embraces both sides. This is nothing against her.
But it's more acceptable to what their standard is already, because even fully Korean idols, like Kai even, like, for the longest time, there were, like, always those jokes and, like, those comments, like, how dark he was. And it's like a Western audience. We were like, what? But with, it's a whole other discussion.
It's a sticky one. I feel like it's not down to, like, we're not the heads of K-pop. It's not down to fans. It's just, I feel like it's where the money goes. What's the next thing?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's all about generating money. And of course, if they want to tap in into that international market, and they feel like, I don't feel like a lot of groups feel they can do what BTS do, where they keep true to themselves. And it's just like, we're just out here being Korean. If you mess with us, you mess with us. Like, what we're saying is facts. Like, you ever resonate or you don't.
Yeah.
That's it. I feel like if companies feel like they can't do that and they want to try and jump start or shortcut a route into the international market, then they may feel like they need to have different members where other countries can see themselves within the group.
Exactly. I don't know, it's a sticky one, but I guess we gave our I was gonna say 2 cents, but like 10 cents. Well, that concludes all of our unpopular opinions for today. But remember that you guys can get involved in the conversation. Email us, DM us your thoughts, feelings and opinions. And it's come to that time of the episode, coming towards the end, and it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice are going to let you know about, like, anything that we've been watching, listening to, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Hi.
Yes.
Shay said it last week. I've been rinsing it all last week, today, whatever. It's just a bop, to be honest. That's not even K-pop. It's just straight up R&B. It's straight up baby making music at this point. Let's just keep it real. I still need to listen to the album. I heard it's really good. So that's what I will be doing this week, is listening to that album. Shay?
I listened to the album, and I don't listen to albums, so this man,
she really doesn't,
is really working wonders on me. But in my defense, it was like 5 songs. But it was lovely. It's got like a few different styles on there, but I need to get out my head, because it's taken over my life. Like, it's too much. But it's amazing, lovely. To all my Webtoon readers out there, I finished Positively Yours season 1, waiting for season 2. Really disrespectful. They just, the week of when I was meant to read the next chapter, or like whatever's meant to come next, they were like, exciting announcement, season 1, you have to wait like a whole, season 2, you have to wait like a whole another week. So that was a bit rude, but I'll wait. And Kim Woobin has been on the gram dropping some thirst traps. I don't know if they're thirst traps. He was just sitting down. Maybe it's just me who's thirsty. But he looks lovely.
Oh, it's nice to hear that he's on Instagram. So that's all we got time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember, guys, that you can send us your unpopular opinions, stories, or requests to halut@gmail.com or DM us on socials.
Yes, so I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. This week, you can follow me on YouTube at The K-Way, because I have a video coming out. The first one for like the next 6 months. That's it. That's all you're getting.
Wow, you're on a roll. Don't forget to check out the static on my Instagram at kpopbox_. I might chuck it on YouTube too if I feel fancy, but you know, it'll definitely be on it. Look at us thriving. But yeah. And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.